Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, my Christian and Muslim friends. I want to share with you that in the Torah, Leviticus 4, God commanded the people to sacrifice an innocent animal, such as a lamb, sheep, or goat that had no flaw or blemish, to cover their sins. The animal was brought to the priest, and the sinner would lay his hands on the animal's head as a sign of identification and confess his sins. And so the sins were transferred onto the animal and its throat with saliva. Then the priest would spread the animal's blood upon the altar for the remission of sins. Thus, the penalty for sin was paid for by the innocent animal's death as a substitute for the sinful person. It is true that the clean, innocent animal was not guilty of any crime, yes, but God desired to show the people how serious sin is in His eyes. The Old Covenant presented the foundation for the teachings of the Gospel. The Bible declares, just think how much more the blood of Christ will purify our consciences from sinful deeds so that we can worship the living God. For by the power of the eternal Spirit, Christ offered himself to God as a perfect sacrifice for our sins. I am continuing reading from the Bible. That is why he is the one who mediates a new covenant between God and the people, so that all who are called can receive the eternal inheritance God has promised them. For Christ died to set them free from the penalty of the sins they had committed under that first covenant. You read these beautiful words in the Bible, in the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 9, verses 14 to 15. Do you see the significance of the cross, my dear Muslim friends? Christ sacrificed his life in order to give us the right to live forever, freeing us from the debt we owe, the penalty for our sins. Jesus was our substitute. He paid the price for us. Biblical scholar John Stott, one of the great Christian scholars I really admire and respect, expressed the heart of God, the heart of the gospel, by saying, divine love triumphed over divine wrath by divine self-sacrifice. Let me repeat that to you again. Divine love triumphed over divine wrath by divine self-sacrifice. John Stott. Jesus said, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Matthew 26, verse 28. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims. When Jesus said, "My blood is poured out for many," he meant his life would be given for many. Jesus' death inaugurated the new relationship, which is called the covenant or testament between God and his people. This covenant would replace the old Mosaic covenant, which Moses sealed between God and the people by sprinkling the altar with the blood of animals. We read that in Exodus chapter 24, verse 6. Significance of blood sacrifice. It is interesting to find some evidence, even in the Quran, that Moses said to his people that God is commanding you to sacrifice a sound and unblemished heifer. This is Surah 2, verses 67 to 71. According to Muhammad, as recorded in Al-Bukhari, I was reading, animal sacrifice was an acknowledged divinely appointed means of gaining God's acceptance. At least there is a strong indication to that. Of course, there are so many things in the Quran written, and according to Muhammad, in order to gain God's acceptance. Muslims celebrate an annual feast called the Feast of Sacrifice. It was a big feast when I was in Egypt growing up, Eid al-Adha. On this day, animals are sacrificed. The Muslim world generally believes that this festival commemorates the willingness of Abraham to offer his son as a sacrifice to God. An illustration of God's ransom for us. I am reminded of a story I read about Shamuel, a noble prince. He was trying to protect his people and the land from being invaded by an evil neighboring kingdom. One night, Shamuel planned a surprise attack, but the enemy knew and was waiting for Shamuel's army to come because his secret plans had been revealed to the enemy. Many of Shamuel's soldiers lost their lives, and ultimately he lost the battle. Shamuel, the noble king, announced that the traitor would be punished, whipped with 100 lashes. In great secrecy, Shamuel's army launched another attack. But again, his enemy was waiting to ambush his soldiers. The prince lost another battle. But this time, he discovered the traitor. Tan-tan-tan-tan. This is to be continued next program, because we have to do the most important thing before we finish, which is prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you, God, for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for coming, willingly sacrifice your life for us. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for myself and for my audience that you will equip us to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and you will use me and my audience to help millions of Muslims enjoy your love and salvation.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know, you know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get two copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. And if you haven't received Jesus in your heart, today is a good day. Just say, God, I repent of my sins. I believe that Jesus died to pay the penalty for my sins. Jesus, come into my life and make me a child of God. Thank you, God, for your love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God's presence and peace and love and grace with you, my Christian and Muslim audience. If I can be of any further help, you can contact me. Until we meet again. Salam. Peace.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.